Greetings, friends and radio listeners. It's time once again for the R.G. Hardy broadcast as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying, men are dying, won't you help us to win the lost? And I'm so glad that you took the time to tune into our broadcast today, and I invite you to stay with us for the next few moments as we'll be joining the servant of the Lord, Brother Hardy, in a powerful message you don't want to miss. The title of this message is The Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory. And I know that as you listen each day, that you will take a walk with Brother Hardy into the scriptures and into the doctrine of the glory of Christ, that which he laid aside and that which was restored unto him. Join us now for this powerful message.
What does it mean when we say give God the glory? You know, most people, when you say glory, they think of hollering, hallelujah! What did he mean? In Exodus, oh, and I can relate to this. And I was reading there in Exodus that Moses wanted to see his glory. And man, that thing gripped my spirit. My spirit wanted to see the glory. And I read down there where God told Moses, no man, no natural man, no man in his present corruptible physical body can look at God and live. It disintegrates. You can't get up to the sun, you atomize. And neither can you go to God that's brighter than the sun, you atomize.
Amen.
That's why we got to get a change in our body. That's why he said that he would destroy him with the brightness of his coming. He's going to turn it on and his immediate enemies. Here, their skin's going to melt right on their body and their eyes and their tongue. Just like it did when that atomic bomb fell on Hiroshima. They're going to atomize. He's going to blow the blood right out of their body until it flows under the horse's bridle. Said the blood is going to flow up there to the horse's bridle. And we're going to be riding horses. I am anyway. I wonder what my horse's name. Did you ever think about that instead of thinking about the other junk? And man, I just got a passion to see the Lord's glory. And all of a sudden, I felt that strange presence of God. You know how God deals with you when he comes down on you? Somebody said, oh, you ain't been there yet? Man, pray and fast and live spiritual. You got something to look forward to. Come on out of the world and give God some time. Put yourself at his disposal and give him a chance. And I felt that glory coming down. That anointing, and he knocked me all the way out into a vision. I felt just like Adam did. I know just like Adam felt when God performed an operation. And when God made Miss Eve, he said he blew on the face of Adam like a whirlwind, and Adam went to sleep. How many's ever had God to breathe on you like that? Oh, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. And I felt the breath of God breathe on me, and here that fan got around me and my head got to flying. How many's ever had any anesthesia to put you out? You know how you know? Well, that's the way it was, brother. My head started flying, and I woke up into a vision and a revelation of the Holy Ghost. And I was up in a high place, I don't know, mountain or what, I can't remember. The physical parts of where I was wasn't prominent in the vision. And I don't know whether it was three-dimensional, four, six, or seven dimensionals. So maybe it's only three dimensions in the natural. We don't know how many dimensions in the spirit. But I was suspended out here in space, so to speak. And the Lord is letting me see a panoramic vision. And I see this person on their knees praying. And the person on her knees praying was me. I was seeing me. And that person praying was me before the Lord breathed on me, saying, I want to see your glory. Yeah. I guess this vision has carried me through more tests than anything next to the Word. And before I knew a lot of the Word, that vision carried me through this vision that I'm telling you. A lot of places when it looked like it was hopeless and helpless and I'd never come out of it, this vision carried me through before I knew a lot of the Word to help me to carry me through. The Word should be the thing to carry you through, but a lot of times until you know the Word, God will give you a dream or a vision to help you. So here this person is suspended in space looking at somebody praying, and that somebody was me. And then the Lord let me go from suspended into space into me praying and look out the eyes of what I was seeing while I was praying. And I saw, just, if you ever been in, how many's been up in a jet plane and on top of the clouds, and it's just clouds like big snow? Well, that's the way it was, just clouds, a platform of clouds. And all of a sudden, I saw this person standing on the clouds with his hands out like this, with his back to me. A long, flowing white gown. And from the side of his head was beams coming out. You know, it's been a lot cloudy here lately. If you looked up and saw the beams coming through the clouds, yeah. Well, that's the way it was. But these are shining beams like the sun. It would be just like as if you looked at the sun and then took a circle would they do an eclipse and just let you see the beams coming off. These beams were just shining off of this person who's blazing up there anyhow, like he's standing in a big white fire. Mm-hmm. And beams just coming out. And I felt myself thinking, that's the Lord and his glory. And I'm seeing the back parts like Moses. But I wanted to see the whole deal. Somebody said, you're going to die. Who cares if you die? What a way to go. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. What a way to go. And all of a sudden, this person, like a ballet, what do they call that? A pirouette when they come around, started pirouetting like this. And I felt the apprehension in myself. If I see the face, I'm going to die. And myself does this. Puts the hands over the eyes. In the meanwhile, the person's still pirouetting around. And myself, curiosity killed the cat. Myself wanted to see it anyway, and this is what myself did. You know, sometimes God will make a dream comical. I did this number. I could see myself, see, here I was back over here now, seeing myself doing this. I'm jumping from seeing myself and in myself seeing this vision. So here I am seeing myself doing this number. And all of a sudden I jump from seeing myself doing that number into me looking out of these eyes. And you know what I saw? I saw the most beautiful creature in the universe. I'm sorry you're not with me, but I am. Man, almost 40 years ago I got this thing, and it's been the anchor to keep me, and I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to fulfill it. See, because the Lord wasn't only showing me the glory of the Lord, he was showing me our glorified body at the same time. And I saw this gorgeous, beautiful person. I can't find words. You know, there's not enough adjectives, superlatives, or other ibs to describe the beauty of this person. And I don't mean physical beauty. I mean, you know what I mean? The nose is so pretty in the eyes. I don't even know what the nose or the eyes. The only thing I can remember was the smile. You know, that guy had the cords on both ends and pulling it up. You know, when that guy gets the cords on both ends, can't nobody pull it down. And, you know, when God's got the cords up, can't nothing make it come down. You just feel, you know what I'm talking about? They can do anything they want to you. God's got the cords. Amen. And I look like the cat that ate a dozen canaries and got away with it. He was just smiling, and the beams, the glory was just radiating and shining. I could feel it start to come out of my face now a little bit. How many say amen? Just shining. And the expression of what he saw. Now, if the Lord would have transferred the vision one more step and let me go into that person with the shining face and the smile and see what he was looking at, he'd have never got me back. I don't know how he has ever got me back now. Amen. Who wants to come back to this mess? And look in the mirror, and I got more hair in the brush than in my head, and I'm combing the brush. And in the morning when I get up, I got more teeth in the glass. I got them home in the glass. I can shout one around and still put my finger in it. I like the other teeth home better than these teeth. Somebody said, why? I said, they never get a toothache. You out there?
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I do know. I was looking at the city heaven in that vision, or this person was. And you could see, well, what kind of an adjective? Expectation of what heaven's going to be like. I believe, brother, we're going to blow our mind. I don't believe that we're going to be, you know. Isaiah said, the eyes not seen, the ears not heard, neither is entered in the hearts of men the things that God's prepared for them that love him. Paul brought it over in 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, said, but God has showed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit search of all things, yea, the deep things of God. There's some people that's got out in the Spirit. Paul saw it because he was caught up there. John saw it and give us a description, but still you got to get it in the Spirit and read Revelation with him and walk the streets. I mean, just reading it in the book and you're carnal, you don't get it. But you find yourself transposed in that city with John and start walking with him. And you know who I saw? I saw RGH with his glorified body standing at the entrance of the golden city of God and looking at it in awe of its majesty. And I wanted to look back and tell that part of me on earth, it's going to be worth it, boy. Hang in there. No matter how tough it gets, how hard the battle is, hey, this light affliction, which is but for a moment, doth work for us a far more and an exceeding weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen, eternal. Now, all the time that God has been communicating to Moses, he's been talking to him face to face.
Amen. Saints, have you been enjoying this uplifting message by God's servant, Brother Hardy? The relinquishment and restoration of Christ's glory? I trust that you have, and that you are coming to know in a greater measure the depths of his love for us, that he was willing to lay aside his equality with the Father, to take upon himself the fashion of a man, and even be found in the form of a servant. You know, the scriptures declare that he did not even take upon himself the form of angels, but he took upon himself flesh and blood, even the seed of Abraham, that he might taste death for every man. This message is sure to be one that you want to include in your spiritual cassette library. And we're happy to let you know that it is available to you today on both CD and cassette. In fact, we want to offer you something special today. When you order the Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory, we will include the bonus message, God Became Man. The Bible declares, oh, the mystery of godliness, that God was manifested in the flesh. Now, we want to send you both messages, the Relinquishment and Restoration of Christ's Glory and God Became Man. For your love gift of at least $10, you can receive the two audio cassettes. And for your love gift of at least $15, you can receive the two CDs. Please send your love offering and request the God Became Man series. Send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. And send a love gift of $10 if you want the audio cassette, or $15 if you want the CDs. Write us today and be sure to tell us how much the radio ministry is blessing your life, because we want to know that you're being blessed by the Word of God.